Hello, and welcome to this week's Pulse Podcast. I'm Terry Rombeck of the Lawrence Journal-World. This week's podcast showcases the Lawrence City Band, which started its summer concert series on Wednesday. After that, we'll tell you about what's going on in Lawrence this weekend in our weekly Best Bets section. First, though, it's the Sounds of Summer with the Lawrence City Band. If it's a Wednesday summer evening in South Park, it must be time for a Lawrence City Band concert. City bands have been a tradition in Lawrence since the town was founded, and that tradition remains strong today, with several thousand people showing up faithfully every week to listen to the 55-member band. The Wednesday night tradition goes back decades, and it started another year on Wednesday. The concerts continue for 7 more consecutive weeks. Robert Foster knows what these concerts mean for Lawrence. He's been part of the city band since the early 1970s, and he's been directing it since the late 70s.
Summer band concerts are part of what Lawrence is in the summer. This is part of the ambiance of, or the fabric of this community. And it has been since shortly after the community was established. In the early wagon loads of things that came from Boston and New England, for the original settlers of Lawrence to have a town, musical instruments and things of that nature came in those early shipments, and there were musicians in the earlier settlers, groups of settlers, and they formed groups to play music. Well, when they all have band instruments, the groups they form are bands, and so there have been bands here since shortly after the establishment of Lawrence as a community.
Band members come from as far east as Boonville, Missouri, as far west as rural Shawnee County, as far south as Emporia, and as far north as north of Tonganoxie.
This is a fairly good-sized region that's represented, and the people that make these long trips are the best players that in those areas, and there's a reason they come to Lawrence, and that's because they want to play in a better band. So they like playing good material. They like playing with other good players. They like playing for a really appreciative audience and a large appreciative audience, and all these things are available in Lawrence.
Given that geographical disparity, practice time is at a premium.
For the players, everybody meets in Murphy Hall at the one of the rehearsal rooms in Murphy Hall at 6 o'clock. The band rehearses from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, we move from Murphy Hall on the university campus to the bandstand in South Park, and at 8 o'clock, we play a concert. People think we rehearse a lot, and that's a real tribute to the players, the quality of musicians that are in that band, but I can't name you another band anywhere that's this successful that rehearses that small of an amount of time.
Foster, who is a music professor at Kansas University and the university's former director of bands, says selecting music is a year-round task. The concerts are peppered with a variety of music, including traditional marches, new works, classical arrangements, big band music, and movie medleys.
And there are a variety of things that enter into it. One of them is what's timely. If there's a special occasion or a special event that needs to be commemorated, we try to recognize that musically. Every concert has a balance of things. It's like a good concert's like a great meal. You have to start, and then you have to have an appetizer, and then you have to have, you don't have to have, but the best meals do have, and then a salad, and then an entree or two, and things to clean your palate between things, and then a finale, and there's a balance in concerts that really helps make them more successful. And you can say, well, I just want to play one kind of thing. I just love marches. Well, a whole concert of marches would not be nearly as entertaining and as much fun as one with a little more variety. It's like having a whole meal of five salads or five steaks or something, and all of them are good, but they're better in smaller amounts interspersed with other things.
Each year, the band has a series of special events. The children's concert this year will be June 26th, and the Independence Day concert actually falls on the 4th of July this year. Other highlights include guest soloist Jared Williams, the principal tuba player for the U.S. Navy Band, who will be playing on June 13th, and Colonel Arnold Gabriel, the former conductor of the U.S. Air Force Band, who will be guest conducting on June 20th. And so the city band tradition goes on for another year. Foster says he can't imagine the Lawrence summer without the band playing in South Park.
Oh, I think this band will be here long after we're all gone. It was here long before any of us got here. And it's sort of like one of these things. It's a big, long relay, and we're just taking our turn at it. And you know, what you hope is that you can help it succeed and maybe raise the bar a little bit, and so that it's even better for the people who come along after us. But I don't think there'll ever be a time that Lawrence doesn't have a really good community band.
The band concerts continue at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at South Park through July 18th. You can find a full list of the music scheduled and the text that accompanies this podcast at ljworld.com. Now let's take a look at what's going on in Lawrence this weekend. The Grandma Layton Revisited Show opens tonight at the Lawrence Arts Center. There's a reception from 7 to 9. There's an obesity benefit concert at 8 tonight at the Granada. It features Connor, Cool Jade, and Jugs. It benefits the KU Center for Physical Activity, Nutrition, and Weight Management. One Act Over the Line, a series of one-act plays, will be presented Saturday at the Lawrence Arts Center. Performances are at 3 and at 8. Comedy troupe Right Between the Years offers up another show at 5 and 8 Saturday night at Liberty Hall. And finally, Lawrence Band 4th of July releases its first LP with a concert on Saturday. That show is at 10 at the Bottleneck. We'll leave you now with some more music from Wednesday night's first City Band concert of the year. Thanks for joining us for this week's Pulse podcast. We'll see you back here next Friday.